Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, ending the week and kicking off the weekend. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm getting a little sick of what's going on out there right now. We have witnessed a horrific, thoroughly modern murder. We should be sitting back saying, wow, how's that social media working? Look how it's being utilized today. Look how the narcissism spreads itself. We should be looking and saying, wow, a middle-aged person has gone off the deep end. This is becoming a trend. We should be looking and saying, this guy had manifested a lot of things. He was worried about the strategically placed watermelons. Instead of doing that, what we're getting is a bunch of knee-jerk, absolute, totally tired things that have nothing whatsoever to do with law enforcement, with prevention of violence. They only have to do with disarming me. and... It's just so transparent, and it's so tired. It's so tired. I normally would cede to them the high ground for having imagination. Not now. Not anymore. No. We have this middle-aged guy, Vester Flanagan, described ubiquitously as disgruntled, as if somehow... that makes it okay. Going after the media. The media is who gives, you know, the LGBT community, they give them legitimacy. The media is who gives, makes the entirety of the white race in the United States to be racist. And he's going after the media. He strapped on a GoPro to film firsthand, sort of like a first-person shooter. Is that person on hold? Is that for me, or they're just going to sit there? What are they doing? Anyway, okay. He filmed it like a first-person shooter. You saw that he wanted to scare them because he got a little upset when they didn't notice he was about to shoot a mini shot. Then he was in a very tense car chase, and then he got surrounded, and he tried to kill himself. And then he decided that he wasn't very good at killing himself, and he died later on. While they were still chasing him, the media was going into a Pavlovian response. And I say Pavlovian because I have watched them for years develop this response. And it has become just so tired. Governor Terry McAuliffe explaining that he didn't know how this guy got his gun, called for more background checks. But let's go to Paul in California. He's got a question about shooters. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill, again.
Yes.
I'm kind of curious. I heard tell that this guy that shot the two reporters yesterday, or the day before now, I guess, he had the rainbow flag proudly displayed in his apartment, and I'm just curious as to when people are going to be climbing flagpoles and pulling those down, and if we can get state legislation to outlaw those and ban those like we did the Confederate flag, or do you have to kill more than 5 or 6 people for that to happen? I don't know.
You know, that part of it I don't know. I mean, that's... I'm not necessarily. I understand exactly what you're saying, and what you're illustrating is the absurdity of what happened after Charleston. Which, you know, the guy had a flag. He also had on pants. I noticed we didn't ban pants. Pants weren't deemed racist, or jackets. Jackets aren't racist. But you know, that's all beside the point. This guy had an issue in his head.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name. I can't remember the name of the movie, but there was this Humphrey Bogart movie back in the day. And he was a captain of some U.S. naval vessel. And there was a mutiny on the vessel. And he was very concerned prior to the mutiny with these non-existent cherries. And they kept talking about the cherries in the trial for this mutiny in this movie. This guy's been ranting about the strategically placed watermelons in this studio, WBDJ, that were put there to taunt him, as if nobody on the planet eats watermelon. My wife was a racist the other day when we went into the grocery store because they had watermelons on sale, and she bought one, and she's going to eat one later today. She's a racist.
This whole situation with this, and maybe people need to take more notice. This whole situation is just becoming typical of all the situations that are involving any kind of violence where people use a firearm. And the problem is this is going to cause a lot of confusion amongst people that normally would say, I'm okay with it, because the propaganda that it's ensuing with all of these is that the first thing somebody does is jump in and say, oh, gun violence, let's take them away. But why? I mean, you're acting as though the gun has a mind of its own.
Right.
It doesn't. It's the man or woman behind that firearm that is causing the problems. And these have been going on for years. And maybe the gun is becoming more popular. But I the last thing I heard, knife stabbings were more prevalent than guns. And you're ex-military too, so you understand that getting cut is usually worse than being shot.
Well, there's more damage. Let me point out this thing about this shooting that nobody's getting, and I'm just going to articulate it before I run out of time, just so we can.
Sure.
I've been hired by a relatively major media outlet here where I live, and when I go in there, they're exactly like this TV station probably is, where they're sitting there thinking, I'm doing this work, nobody could possibly ever hate me, nobody could possibly ever want to come in and do anything to me, and they exist that way. When this guy walked up on these two doing their job, these two young people, I mean, the oldest guy there was younger than my eldest son. When he walked up on them, they didn't notice him. They didn't see him. He pointed a gun at Amanda 4 feet away from her, and she didn't even see it in the periphery at a 90-degree angle.
That's terrible.
And everybody here, everybody out there today, whether it's in church or doing a movie or doing a TV interview or in a school, you've got to admit to yourselves now, you've got to be on the lookout. And you've got to be prepared for that. And you've got to be noticing everything going on around you. This is not doing that is what enables this kind of thing to happen. Paul, I'm about to run out of time.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time again, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Have a great day.
You too. Yeah, that part of it bothers me a great deal. I'm going to be talking to my brick-and-mortar boys here in the upstate, because the only time there's anything ever secure at that building is when I'm in it, and it's only the room I'm in. Everybody else is blissfully unaware. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines. Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand.
outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I was talking about the knee-jerk reaction that we're getting right now from the Pavlovian press that's out there. They become so conditioned. They're jumping out in front before the politicians get there. However, the politicians are very quick to find a camera. Terry McAuliffe got in front of a camera in Virginia, the carpetbagger governor of Virginia. He got on in front of a camera in Virginia while they were still chasing Vester Flanagan around. They were still in hot pursuit. Hillary Clinton proposed vaguely that we must act to stop gun violence and we cannot wait any longer. Here's the thing. Normally, when you are supposedly an architect of public policy, you need to sit there. I'll tell you one thing I learned in the military when I was in PLDC, Primary Leadership Development. That's the first place they taught this to. This is NCO development courses, non-commissioned officer development courses. When you see a problem, the first thing you do is gather information. Unless you're in politics, then you just go straight to whatever you think the solution should be, especially if it's based upon your agenda. Now, they have this three-pronged gun control package that they are gagging to get a hold of. Under this regime, Americans in all states would be prohibited from obtaining any of the arbitrarily chosen rifles out there that have been deemed to be assault weapons. They would be restricted from purchasing magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, and they would be obliged to undergo a background check when buying a gun from a private seller. When those measures, if they were installed, when they were put in place, Americans are assured they would be able to say never again in earnest. That would be the end of gun control seeking. Now, prima facie, there's quite a few problems with these proposals, although they are a focus of so much of the debate. The so-called assault weapon is a very rare beast, used so rarely in crimes that the federal government does not keep records of this. That's how much of a blip they are on the radar. Limiting the size of magazines, which is superficially comprehensible, would have the primary effect of reducing the chance that law-abiding people, who often shoot very poorly under duress, will be able to defend themselves against criminals who have no respect for the rules, multiple opponents primarily. The universal background check is so easily circumvented, and it serves as little more than a means for the state to harass you a little more. Most damning of all, none of these measures tend to intersect with the hyper-publicized incidents that they're trying to use to sell them in conjunction with. Vester Flanagan, none of this would have stopped him. He didn't buy his gun privately. It wasn't an assault weapon. He only fired 8 times. And he seems to have obtained this gun from a store. You know, it's not even a, you know, he didn't even go to a gun show for it where they normally say, well, it's a gun show loophole. This is a country that has more than 350, between 350 and 400 million guns, with 130 some odd million gun owners. And, you know, this guy's manifesto should point out this guy was a nut. This guy was a loose cannon. He was barely able to control himself for years. And when I say barely, I mean just barely. And as far as the control quotient, what I mean is he wasn't going around shooting people for years. He only did it the one time. He was tired of racism and homophobia. And the Charleston shooting inspired him to buy a gun. Murder inspired him to commit murder. So, if we're going to engage in a concerted, serious effort to prevent those who are hearing the voices from threatening the public safety, we've got to admit two things. One, mental health has got to be reformed. This is one of the health segments of health that is grossly ignored. It's not something you can treat with pills and non-aggression contracts. Two, we have to admit to ourselves that in the event that these guys do go to the point where they have gotten beyond the bend, the only possible way to defend against them is to blow them out of their socks. And then we have to take measures to ensure that. We might insist that to have knowledge that a person represents a grave and imminent danger to others is to have a legal responsibility to inform the authorities. His previous employers, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, but his previous employers knew he was a problem. They knew it. And they just to get rid of him, they just passed him on to the next guy. There are no easy answers out there, however. We're going to have to look at what the liberals have done to the black family. We're going to have to look at all of these children that are being medicated. I want to find out what Vester Flanagan was on, or if he was on anything, and what he probably went off of. And I want to find out... how long exactly it had been. I heard he got fired from this station in February of 2013. Not exactly something that you can, you know, you're not looking for it. But we in the media, I mean, I'm not one of them. And I know a few others that are not one of them. But these guys, you can, in the GoPro video, you can hear the footsteps on the GoPro video, which I know he had the camera. But if, as loud as they were, you have to think that they had to hear it coming up. And they never looked around. And I know you're saying, well, the cameraman was doing his shot, Bill. That's true. And I know that you're saying that, well, the interviewer was concentrating on her interview. And that's true, too. Maybe they should have had somebody out there with them to be looking around. Because if you're going to be unarmed in one of these incidents, the last thing you need to do is just be standing there and waiting for it to happen. At least you can try to run. At least you can try to disrupt his plan. That's all you can try to do. Disrupt his plan. And that's if we don't take a look at anything. And if we're not going to do anything about all of this medication being doled out like they're M&Ms, well, then I guess it's, you know, we need to make plans to start killing these guys, because that's all that's going to be left if we don't treat them. Which I, as an American gun owner, don't necessarily think that's a smoking hot idea. I think we should try to save them first. And liberals, you're the ones at fault. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Next week, while we were on break, I contacted Dr. Linda Lagerman. And we're going to have her on, and we're going to go back into the SSRI, mill that is churning these things out and manufacturing these people. To be sure, everybody that takes SSRIs do not turn into these kind of shooters, but all of these shooters have been on or are currently on SSRIs. So that'll be next week, Dr. Linda. I don't know what day because I got to talk to her, but she did say yes. The ATF spokesman, Thomas Faison, has gotten out there and confirmed that they have recovered the gun that Vester Flanagan used. He got a Glock 19. According to ABC News, Faison said Flanagan bought the gun legally. BuzzFeed reports that Faison said the ATF had recovered the weapon. News that he bought his gun at a store squares with what he wrote in his manifesto, where he indicated that he put down a deposit for a gun on 6/19/15. Confirmation that he passed a background check means he joins a group of numerous other attackers, all of them headline grabbers. As a matter of fact, the only headline grabbers. That's the thing that's interesting for me. These include John Russell Hauser out of Lafayette, Louisiana, where we got to have, what's her name? The Schumer chick that joined her cousin now. She's come out because she wants to be a gun controller now. And Muhammad Yusuf Abdullah Aziz in Chattanooga. Dylan Roof in Charleston. Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi in Garland. Jared and Amanda Miller in Las Vegas. Elliot Rogers in Santa Barbara. Yvonne Lopez, Fort Hood, 2014. Darian Marcus Aguilar, Maryland Mall. Carl Halverson Pearson, Arapahoe High School. Paul Ciencia, Los Angeles Airport. Andrew John Engeldinger, Minneapolis. Aaron Alexis, the D.C. Naval Yard. Melvin Maynard, West Virginia. Wade Michael Page, the Sikh Temple. James Holmes, Aurora Theater. Jared Lee Loughner, Tucson. Nidal Hassan, Fort Hood, 2009. Jiverly Wong, Binghamton. Sung Hu Cho, Virginia Tech. Naveed Huck, Seattle. And Mark Barton in Atlanta. All of your headline grabbers passed a background check, gun grabbers. Not an expanded one, because they don't exist. With a couple of exceptions here. Let's look at a couple of exceptions. Nadir Sufi. No, excuse me, not him. I can't remember if it's Abdullah Aziz or Nadir Sufi that should have been denied a gun. Dylan Roof should have been denied a gun. Jared Miller, his guns were bought by a straw purchaser. Elliot Rogers withstood everything, you know. I don't know how Carl Halverson Pearson bought one, because he was only 18 or 19 years old. I don't know who you're talking about there, 77 Patriots. So all of these guys have passed background checks. This is the background check system at work. All of your latest headline grabbers have passed a background check. And these are all the ones that we're getting put. We have to stop these guys, so we need expanded background checks. The regular background checks don't work, so we need expanded background checks, even though they didn't buy their guns from a private source. Because they have to buy them from an FFL in order to go through a background check. And that, you know, I think that just speaks volumes. Just speaks volumes. Well, at least about the proficiency of the background check system, anyway. Now, before we go into the mind of him, let's talk about the modern problems that businesses face today. Okay? Because powder keg employees like the Vester Flanagans or the Bryce Williams, whatever his alter ego was, they seem to be a problem, a widespread problem, because some of the people that were medicated years ago are coming of age. You know, they're in their late 20s, early 30s, early 40s. And they're becoming a problem for HR. HR recognizes this and does very little about it. And there's a couple of reasons for this. It appears that Vester Lee Flanagan, as an example, was able to move from job to job because old bosses are too leery of legal action to talk when called for a reference, according to the experts. And here, we have to make a couple of decisions here on what we're going to do here in these United States. In the United States today, if somebody wants to put you down, if you want to list somebody as a reference, all they can do, I think, by law, is tell them the dates you worked there and the positions you held. I think in the case of this particular kind of thing, where you've got somebody that is borderline dangerous or dangerous, I think maybe you might be able to, because if you don't, does that make you complicit and accessory after the fact? I know that if something like this were happening and I aided and abetted the guy by not doing something, they would charge me with aiding and abetting and obstruction and a few other things if it's not institutional. Flanagan's career was checkered with baseless complaints against coworkers, lawsuits alleging racism, and incidences of bullying and belittling colleagues at WDBJ 7 in Roanoke, Virginia. As with other employees, his reputation did not always precede him. And he could build his resume. You know, when you're on TV, not every day's a bad day. And he could take little, you have to have a reel when you're in television. Like if I'm trying to get somewhere, I have to have a demo, an audio demo. They have to have something shown. You know, I've got to be able to show them that I'm worth having. What am I not right on besides what you're saying? I don't understand what you're saying. Anyway, he probably had a reel of some really good footage. And it doesn't take too much. I mean, these things are normally designed. My demos are like 2.5 minutes long. That's not a very big picture of what I do. And likewise, probably the same with that. Employers now are worried about lawsuits. And that has been a trend in recent years for employers to adopt policies that state that all information shared about a former employee must come from HR. Then the HR departments have also developed a policy that says they will not provide a prospective employer with any information except dates or of employment, salary, and job titles. Now, after he got the job in Virginia, Roanoke, he quickly developed a reputation for complaining about coworkers, being difficult to work with, displaying poor news judgment. The station manager, Jeff Marks, said, by and large, we get really good employees here, but every now and then one slips through the cracks. When it came to fire him in February of 2013, the HR resource, the officials called the police to oversee his ouster, to get him out of the building when it was time to fire him. Got to be somewhere we can meet in the middle on something, I would think. Anyway, we'll see. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We get ready to flip into the next hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There have never been any truer words spoken. Something happens. Not going to matter how many dollars you have or how many precious metals, brass, lead. Anyway, a question asked in the chat room, interesting question, is that where does the issue of adjudication come into the SSRI discussion? Here's the problem with this whole thing, and I don't know what the answer is. There is no easy answer to this. All of these shooters go through five stages. When they're in the first four stages, if they are intercepted, they can be stopped. If they are intercepted and something of substance is done, whether that's locking them up for the rest of their lives or starting some intensive psychiatric treatment, which is beyond prescriptions you pick up at your local grocery store and signing a non-aggression contract. With the proliferation of the SSRIs out there, it is impossible to track where everybody's going. Now, as we will talk about next week, a lot of this stuff comes up where they stop taking them, when they decide to lose the meds. But they still retain a whole lot of their planning capability as they're going into whatever they're being taken into, whatever state of mind they're being taken into. So I don't know what the easy answer is. In the case of somebody that's in the middle of doing his five steps, when he gets to step five, the only adjudication available to stop him from carrying out his awful end is to kill him. to kill him in commission of his crime. That is a very sad thing. And in a lot of cases, I mean, Jared Lee Loeffner, everybody knew Jared Lee Loeffner was a nut. Elliot Rogers, the cops, 9 sheriff's deputies from Santa Barbara went out and visited him, and all they got out of that was, well, he's just so polite. So, you know, James Holmes, he was very heavily shadowed where he was going to school in Colorado, and then he quit going to school, and they said, well, not our problem, no more. Just like HR departments, by the way. Not our problem, no more. So that's what we got out of that. Now, there's this website. I've never seen this, but apparently Ezra Klein is there. Vox. Everybody heard of Vox? I've never heard of Vox. From Vox the other day, Zach Beauchamp, Zach, he got out there and suggested that the United States should follow the lead of the Australian mandatory gun buyback, which is what, you know, that's the holy grail of all the gun grabbers, because they want to really... In the chat room, they're saying Michael Savage encourages common sense gun control. I'm going to have to look at that one. I'm going to have to look at that one. I'll look at that later. I'll look at that in the middle. Anyway, this is where Australia got out there after one shooting in 1996, and they bought back all the guns that they never sold in the first place and destroyed them, and now it is very restrictive to own a gun in Australia. Although they are enjoying some really good gun crime right now. In Australia. Zach wrote, the on-camera shooting of 2 Virginia reporters Wednesday morning seems bound to evoke, like so many shootings before it, some sort of national conversation about gun control, which means there will likely be some debate about whether it would even be possible for the U.S. to limit its millions of privately held guns, by far a higher per capita gun ownership rate than any other country. It is worth considering as one data point in the pool of evidence about what sorts of gun control policies do and do not work. The experience of Australia. Between October 1996 and September 1997, they responded to their own gun violence problem with a solution that has been both straightforward and severe. It collected roughly 650,000 privately held guns. It was one of the largest mandatory gun buyback programs in recent history, and it worked. That does not mean that something even remotely similar would work in the U.S. They are, needless to say, different countries. But it is worth at least looking at their experience. This would be an ex post facto law. That's what it would be. What was legal yesterday is no longer legal today. And you're going to be going up against... depending on who you listen to, between 100 million and 130 million gun owners. You're going to be trying to collect between 300 million and 400 million guns. Because I'm pretty sure most of them are going to be on the off-limits list. Somewhere between one-third and one-half of those, between 100 million and 200 million, are the kinds of rifles and shotguns and pistols that would be those targeted in an Australian mandatory buyback scheme. It didn't work in New York. In New York, you have massive defiance because nobody's ever registered them. Connecticut, 85 to 95% of those citizens failed to register. They're not turning them in. If anything, they're stockpiling them. They're amassing more standard capacity magazines of 20 and 30 rounds for their modern personal defense weapon. Thousands of rounds of ammunition. Some of them have acquired body armor and tactical training. This is the problem that we see out there because it's not a problem for me because there's a lot of you out there rightfully thinking the government's trying to overreach. If the government's actually dumb enough to try to do a Australian type confiscation, this would trigger a fourth generation war. The kind of which most have only seen on television. Most of the 800 to 900,000 law enforcement, state, local, and federal, and the 1.5 million people in the military will desert and side with us. And they will either simply refuse to enforce the buyback confiscation scheme, or they will actively switch sides to join the rebellion. The tiny federal force that remains would get a taste of what fourth-generation warfare looks like when it's applied domestically in an urban and suburban environment where bombers and tanks and long-range missiles are pretty inept and politically impossible. There will be ambushes. There will be infrastructure sabotage of government installations. And assassination would be the order of the day on a very grand scale. Expect dozens of attacks a week by the so-called lone wolves and the small units. The lawmakers will go into hiding. The ones that ordered this, they will go into hiding. The ones that didn't order it and voted against it, they'll be safe. Everybody knows that. Tell whoever that is, if they're for the show, that we need to get them when we flip into the next hour, please. A president presiding over this fiasco, he would be temporarily safe inside the White House, but only until the 1,100 Green Berets who warned Obama in January of 2013 decided to act. People who have lived their lives in a sheltered world of coastal liberalism and have only been exposed to other people like themselves simply don't understand how serious this would be. They don't get it. They think it's a law. We should simply be the sheep that they are and comply. It's for our own good, after all. We know how to crunch the numbers. We know how to do the math. We know what the actual true story is. If they were to do what all of these liberal coastal elites want them to do, I kind of think they suspect okay, whatever you say. The children of Mao. And how have you found your way here, children of Mao? Anyway, fourth generation warfare is not something they want to broach here in these United States on the ground. It would be hell. And it'd be quick. It would be quick. In any event, I just saw that out there. Australia is not the way to go. Australia hasn't solved anything. They've got gun crime coming out of their pores. And it's getting quite bad over there. Even the graffiti artists are out there. So, carrying guns, that is. Let's flip into the next hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.